where NYC designers actually find luxury materials at lower prices. After 15 years working on renovations across Manhattan, I've come to believe that the difference between a competent project and a genuinely exceptional one rarely comes down to budget alone. It comes down to knowing where things come from. The materials that appear in high-end showrooms and shelter magazines move through a supply chain with multiple entry points, and owners who understand that chain can access the same quality at prices that bear little resemblance to what's printed on the retail tag. What follows is how I actually source materials for clients, built from supplier relationships, warehouse connections, and a working knowledge of how the design industry's inventory cycles create opportunities for those paying attention. The showroom calendar and how to use it. Manhattan's major design showrooms operate on a twice-yearly refresh cycle, tied loosely to the main trade show calendar. When new collections arrive, floor samples, discontinued lines, and demo pieces move out, and the prices attached to those outgoing materials are often startlingly low relative to what the same pieces cost at full retail. I have secured Italian marble slabs that would have run $15,000 at full price for closer to $3,000, and designer lighting at discounts of 50% to 60%, all through showroom clearance events that most residential clients never know exist. The D&D building at 979 Third Avenue is the center of this ecosystem for Manhattan designers. The building houses more than 100 trade showrooms across multiple floors, covering fabric, furniture, lighting, stone, tile, and decorative hardware. Most of these showrooms are technically trade-only, but many extend accommodation pricing to homeowners who arrive with a designer or contractor who has an established account. Building that kind of access takes time, but for owners planning a major renovation, it is worth the early investment of introductions. The practical requirement for showroom clearance shopping is flexibility and speed. The best pieces move within hours of a sale opening, and the format rewards buyers who have already made their design decisions and are ready to act on a specific material rather than those who are still browsing. Showroom managers who know you or know your designer will sometimes provide advance notice of upcoming sales. That relationship is worth cultivating. Overstock warehouses and remnant yards. The warehouses in Queens and Brooklyn that serve the NYC renovation market represent a different category of opportunity. These are industrial spaces filled with inventory from canceled projects, order overruns, end-of-line collections, and materials left over from large commercial jobs. Imported tile, natural stone slabs, hardwood flooring, and specialty fixtures move through these warehouses constantly, and the pricing reflects the seller's interest in liquidating inventory rather than maximizing margin. I've sourced Carrara marble at 40% below retail for bathroom projects and reclaimed heart pine for entire apartment floors through these channels. The format requires a different mindset than showroom shopping. Quantities are fixed and often irregular, which means finding 180 square feet of a travertine you need 220 of and having to decide whether Creative Design Solutions can close that gap. Batch consistency requires careful checking, since stone and tile from overstock sources may carry slight color variation between lots that becomes visible once installed. The cost calculation also deserves honest attention. Delivering heavy materials from a Queens warehouse to a Manhattan high-rise involves freight costs, and most Manhattan buildings impose time-of-day restrictions on deliveries to service elevators. A marble slab purchased at a 40% discount can see a meaningful portion of that saving absorbed by delivery logistics before it reaches the installation floor. Factoring those costs into the comparison before committing to a purchase is straightforward arithmetic that is easy to overlook in the excitement of finding a good material at a low price. Buying direct and timing purchases. Around trade shows, manufacturers occasionally sell directly to end buyers during trade shows, factory clearance events, and end-of-season inventory cycles. The access typically requires either minimum quantity commitments or a connection through a designer or contractor with an existing trade account. But the pricing that becomes available in these circumstances can be significantly below what any retailer or showroom charges. Over the years, I've coordinated purchases across multiple clients renovating around the same time to meet minimum order thresholds for cabinetry, imported tile, and specialty lighting. This works straightforwardly when the purchases involve separate deliveries to separate apartments. Any arrangement that requires shared storage of materials in building common areas, freight elevator coordination across multiple units, or any use of shared building infrastructure would require explicit board approval in most co-op and condo buildings, and that approval is not guaranteed. The simpler version, where multiple clients independently order from the same manufacturer in the same cycle to meet minimums, creates no building governance complications. Pre-trade show clearances are worth monitoring specifically for prototype designs and discontinued finishes that manufacturers want to move before new collections launch. These pieces are often genuinely unique and available in small quantities, which can work in favor of a single residential project that needs one statement piece rather than a large commercial run. What to verify before buying discounted materials? The risks attached to discounted materials are real and worth understanding before a purchase rather than after installation. Limited stock is the most common constraint, and the inability to source matching material later, whether for repairs, extensions, or a mistake during installation, is a problem that no amount of upfront savings compensates for adequately. Batch consistency requires physical inspection of every unit where possible. Stone, tile, wood, and fabric sourced from overstock or clearance channels may carry color or texture variation between lots that is invisible when examining a single sample, but becomes apparent when installed across a large surface. Checking lot numbers and examining multiple pieces from the same order before committing is standard practice. Warranty status on discounted materials varies and is worth confirming explicitly. Some clearance items carry full manufacturer warranties. Others are sold as is with no warranty attached, which changes the risk calculation considerably for items like appliances or mechanical fixtures, where future service ability matters. Verifying whether replacement parts remain available for discontinued models is a straightforward question that is easy to ask and important not to skip. Supplier reputation provides meaningful protection. Clearance material purchased from a showroom with an established Manhattan presence, a reputable fabricator, or a certified dealer carries a different level of accountability than the same material sourced through informal channels. The paper trail matters, particularly for materials subject to certification requirements or for any project where NYC DOB inspection may involve documentation of what was installed. Frequently asked questions: how do Manhattan interior designers access trade pricing that's not available to the public? Most major design showrooms, including those in the D&D building and across the broader Midtown and Chelsea design districts, operate on trade accounts that provide access to designer accommodation pricing, advance sale notice, and in some cases, exclusive inventory. Designers build these accounts through repeated purchasing relationships over time. Homeowners renovating without a designer can sometimes access similar pricing by working with a general contractor who holds active trade accounts, or by attending public showroom sale events where accommodation pricing is extended more broadly. Are overstock warehouses in Queens and Brooklyn worth the trip for a Manhattan renovation? They can be, but the total cost calculation matters. materials purchased at significant discounts from outer borough warehouses carry delivery costs, and Manhattan building delivery restrictions add logistics complexity and sometimes third-party carrier requirements that eat into the price differential. For heavy materials like stone slabs and hardwood flooring, factoring delivery to the actual installation address before comparing prices is essential. The savings are often still real, but they are rarely as large as the sticker price difference suggests. What's the most important thing to check when buying discounted stone or tile? Lot number consistency across the full quantity you need. Color and texture variation between production batches and natural stone and tile can be subtle in samples, but visible once installed across a large floor or wall surface. Confirming that the entire quantity comes from the same batch and that additional matching stock exists if needed for repairs or extensions protects against a problem that is genuinely difficult to resolve after installation is complete. Can I coordinate a group purchase with neighbors in my co-op building to meet manufacturer minimums? Separate individual orders placed in the same manufacturer cycle to meet minimum thresholds involve no building governance complications. Arrangements that require shared storage of materials in common areas. Coordinated use of freight elevators for combined deliveries or any other use of shared building infrastructure would require board approval of most co-op and condo buildings, and that approval process should be initiated well before materials are ordered. How do I know if a showroom clearance item is genuinely high quality or just marked up before the discount? Checking the manufacturer, the original product specification, and comparable current retail pricing takes about 10 minutes and answers the question definitively. For stone, requesting an authenticity certificate and examining the material in person under the lighting conditions close to your installation environment catches quality issues that photographs miss. For lighting and fixtures, confirming the manufacturer and model number against current trade catalogs establishes what the piece actually retailed for before the clearance price was applied. Is it possible to find good materials through these channels without a designer's connections? Yes, though the access is narrower. Public showroom sales, remnant yard shopping, and direct manufacturer clearance events are all open to residential buyers who show up prepared. The trade relationships that provide advance notice, accommodation pricing, and access to trade-only events take years to build, which is part of the practical value a designer with an established supplier network brings to a project. For owners working independently, attending public design events, building direct relationships with showroom sales staff, and being consistent and serious in those interactions over time creates access that compounds with each project.